There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome to hour number two of USAprepares.com. This is John Reagan sitting in for Vincent today. Vincent is on his way to North Carolina for the RK Prepper Show. He's one of the keynote speakers there. That's at the WNC Agricultural Center in Fletcher. And he's talking about how you can save money on your taxes by starting the business of your choice, where you can take the same tax deductions the rich get to take. John Moore is also going to be speaking on violent climate change and how to prepare for it. We also have a meetup coming up Monday at Jimmy's Egg, Vincent's news update, and then Building Your Solar Power System Part 2. Information on the meetup and the link to the RK Prepper Show is on page one of USAprepares.com. I'm really excited today to have another wonderful instructor with us. Matt Stein is a graduate of MIT, majoring in mechanical engineering. He has a couple of great books, When Disaster Strikes and When Technology Fails. And I've been waiting a long time to say this. Welcome, Matt.
Well, thanks, John. I haven't heard that in a long time. I haven't been on the show, I think, since Vince's Prepper Expo last spring. Been a while.
And, there's so much information going on now. I mean, it's like I told the story. I got to the expo about 10 minutes before that dinner Friday night, and I walk through the exhibition hall, and I get out to the lobby, and heading my way is Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And the next 5 minutes, he just made my, like next 2 months by telling me, we're getting ready for a mini ice age, and Texas is marginal. I mean, it's like...
Yeah, well... It's always entertaining and illuminating to be hanging out with Dr. Ricky Miller. So, yeah, he's a lot of fun. And, I'm not so sure about the Ice Age thing. You know, he's like, it's coming. It's like, well, I don't know, I'm not jumping on that one yet. So we'll see.
Yeah. There is some precedent for it, we've got the example of the woolly mammoths in Siberia and the flash frozen flowers in the Andes. Whether or not that's in for this cycle, we don't know. But, when you're preparing, there's some things you can do. You need to have where we are, a tornado shelter. And you need to have, a place to store your veggies for the winter. And if you just dig that a little deeper, you got a good part of what you need to prepare for what Rick was talking about. So,
well, I do believe we're in for a period of really crazy weather where it's very unpredictable. I mean, people in Africa right now say that, how they don't know when to plant their crops. They don't know when the dry season and when the wet season is going to be there. It's like the old norms are gone. They just don't exist anymore. So it makes it really hard when you could have drenching rains in what used to be the dry season and total droughts in what used to be the wet season. How do you know when to plant your crops? And I do believe that we've messed up the systems of the world that keep our weather fairly normal, that everything's changing, you know, so there is no normal anymore, and it's kind of all over the map. One of the things that's happening, like in the West Coast, there's this giant pool of warm water. And so the oceans of the world are like the thermal engine that drives the weather patterns, that drives the airflow around the planet. So you have things like in Alaska, it was 25 degrees warmer than normal last winter. And what it ended up doing, though, is the jet stream, the thermal engines that drive the jet stream are all changed now. So the jet stream went this crazy pattern where it took far north Canadian cold and then it swung down into the eastern part of the country. So the eastern part of the country is saying, well, there's no global warming because we froze our you-know-whats off all winter last winter, and we had a crazy winter with, you know, tons of snow, like the good old days, only at the harsh end of that. But out here in the West Coast, it was the opposite. I live in the high Sierras of California at about 6,000-foot elevation. And we spent time on the beach in Lake Tahoe in January, February, March, and April. And normally in those months of the year, we're buried under the kind of snows you guys had last winter. And I'd have to, my wife would go crazy about in the cold and say, I got to get out of the snow, I got to get out of the cold. And we'd go down to the coast on some sunny days and catch some beach weather at, you know, sea level in coastal California. Well, that weather that we used to go to the coast for at sea level came to Tahoe last winter. And, you know, it's just like totally unpredictable. You know, we finally got some snow in May, you know. it's like in May we finally got some snowy weather. You know, I mean, we got some pretty good rains and some high elevation snows in May, and you know that's the stuff we were wanting in January and in February and in March, and you know we got it in May. So yeah, go figure.
Yeah, since the rains hit here in Dallas a few weeks ago, I've been doing a bit on when I'm on Mondays. A Tale of Two Droughts, where I show the drought information for California and Texas. And you know, California, it looks like it's just sitting there, pretty much staying the same right now. But in Texas, with all this weather, we've gone from a pretty bad drought to now we've got like I think down to 7% of the state in drought, and the worst of that is drought condition one, and the total number of people it's now affecting is like 5,000, where it was like 25 million back in 2011.
Right. So your drought's going away. That, you know, and you guys have, do you have too much rain? Are you having flooding? You know, news just kind of blows things out of proportion. What's the real story?
Well, of course, you know, if you're along a river or a lake, it's bad news for you. There are farms here that have basically lost everything. The storm that just came through didn't do a lot of damage. The good news, it didn't happen right after we had all that rain. The lakes had gone down a little bit, but there's more flooding. The winds played havoc at a local marina here. We've had a rock slide close I-35 northbound to Oklahoma City.
A rock slide? You got big enough hills and mountains, you get rock slides there?
Yeah, the when you get especially north of Dallas into Oklahoma, it gets hilly. And the way they build the interstates where they cut through the mountain to make the road more straight.
Right.
You know, you've got, you know, the rocks, and with all that weather that went through there, they had a nice big rock slide close it.
Wow. Yeah. Well, out here we did get, there was a really unusually early hurricane in off of Mexico, and the remnants of that blew up the Sierras, and so we got, you know, up at high elevation, and I think in Southern California even, they got some pretty good rains. But like I say, it was May before we got, you know, some decent rains. I mean, normally in my house we get 2 to 4 feet storms deep of snow, you know, like 6 to 15 times a winter. And the deepest, and so often, you know, in the normal winter you look out and everything's white and smooth and there's there's a snowpack on the ground that's about 4 to 6 feet deep, and that's like 15 to 20 feet of snow that's compressed down to, you know, to like you can pretty much walk on it and barely sink in. And the deepest we ever had at our house all winter long was like 12 inches, you know, and most of the winter was brown, looking outside my back door. I mean, you know, it was brown. And so finally, I mean, thank God we got that hurricane, that bizarre early season hurricane in the Gulf, in down by Mexico. You know, the remnants blew up and we got some really great rains up in the mountains. So at least we're not so on edge right now that everything's going to burn up in the next month. I mean, it's decent. But of course, by the end of the summer, now we're in a stable, dry, every day sunny and 80 degrees and like 10% humidity. So I don't know what's going to happen by the end of the summer. But at least for now, those late spring rains, you know, took some of the edge off of it, at least where I live. I think most of coastal California is still bone dry. They didn't get much out of those storms. So, you know, up here in the mountains, we got some pretty good rain. So I don't know. You know, I live in earthquake and fire country. So I have to, you know, with my go bag, I have to be ready for the event, for the possibility, you know. I mean, naturally, like, if I had my druthers, I've got a nice travel trailer with a 250-watt solar panel and an inverter. And so if I had my druthers, I'd druther load all my stuff in, and if I had to leave because of an approaching fire, you know, I could get in my car and go. But I have to be ready for the possibility that, because I'm in fire and earthquake country, that if an earthquake happened in the summer and knocked the bridges down in both directions from me, and you know, water heaters would fall over and fires would break out, if that were to happen during the dry season, then I'd have to be ready to put things in my back and go down to the river, because I wouldn't be able to get in my car and get away from the firestorm. I'd have to, because the bridges would be down, so I'd just have to go to the river. I wouldn't have much choice. So, you know, it's one of those things. It's emergency preparedness, like car insurance. You know, nobody wants to get in a wreck just because they got insurance. I just assume that I never use it. I just assume it never happens. But, you know, if that day comes, I got to be ready for it. And, you know, that's the way it is.
Yeah, and if nothing else, I've shown with, you know, the official government and Federal Reserve numbers that there's no way we can avoid a financial collapse, and that it's getting here sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I think just about everybody's worried about that one, included.
We're already to the first break. This is John Ray with Matt Stein. We'll be back in a few minutes.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle. a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This is John Reagan sitting in for Vincent today. We have Matt Stein with us. And I'm sure there's people in the classroom that haven't heard you before. So why don't we just take a moment and let you tell them about your books and how they can get them.
Okay. Well, my really big book, I have two main books. I got a little children's book, too. We can mention that briefly. But my first book was When Technology Fails, and the subtitle describes it really well. It's called A Manual for Self-Reliance, Sustainability, and Surviving the Long Emergency. Now, my background is I have a Bachelor of Science from MIT. I grew up in Vermont. My parents loved the backcountry. You know, I was hunting and fishing from the time I was a little kid, backpacking, climbing, skiing, you know, winter camping, all that stuff. And people say, well, why would an MIT engineer write a book called When Technology Fails? I mean, I'm supposed to be one of those high-tech guys who's, like, totally into technology. Well, back in 1997, I'd, at that point in time, had a 20-year practice of mostly daily prayer and meditation, where I'd have quiet time, I'd pray and meditate, and sometimes I'd receive some guidance. And, you know, as an engineer, I'd be sometimes struggling on a design problem and not happy with what I could figure out with my head. So I'd sort of pray and ask for help and meditate, and pictures with sometimes patentable solutions would snap into my head. Well, in 1997, I made a generic request in my morning session, and I just said, ask for guidance and inspiration. Now, I mean, I've asked for guidance and inspiration lots of times, and I didn't hear much. But on this particular day, I had a bomb dropped in my lap. When I made that request for guidance and inspiration, suddenly dumped into my head, I received this pictorial vision, kind of a storyboard outline. You know, you see examples of when a producer or director of a movie is trying to work out a scenes from a segment of a movie. They'll have an artist sketch out the scenes in pictorial form, you know, like little snapshots from the scenes, and that's how they work things down. It's called a storyboard. So what I got that day was a storyboard dumped into my head for this massive book project to help people live more sustainably, more self-reliantly, and to plan for and deal with a long-term collapse in central services. Now, realize this is back in Thanksgiving of 1997. And at that time, dot-com was booming. Business couldn't be better in America. Oil was at a 30-year low when you factored in inflation. And basically, everything looked rosy. The second intifada had not happened in the Middle East. It looked like the Palestinians and Israelis were going to solve things. ISIS did not exist. Al-Qaeda did not exist. 9/11 hadn't been happened. And I get this semi-apocalyptic vision dropped into my head. Now, one of the things, my first thought was like, no effing way. I mean, I don't know all this stuff. I can't do this. And, you know, I'm an engineer, not an author, and Jesus calls it the still small voice. The little voice in my head, the voice of the Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it, didn't identify itself specifically. It said, well, nobody knows it all. And it assured me that I had the skills and talents that if I chose to take the assignment on, and it always felt like my assignment, my task that was given to me, my, like, you know, giant cosmic homework assignment, and that I would get the inner and outer help I needed to finish it off. Now, I didn't just jump right up and say, well, God talked to me today, and I'm going to write this cool book to help the world through these coming difficult times. It took me about a year to decide that it was a good idea and maybe I could do it, and another year to, like, do a bunch of research and write a proposal and find a publisher who gave me a modest advance. And then the third year, I just, you know, racked up the credit cards and bit the bullet and worked 70 hours a week. And I worked 12-hour days Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, I'd only work 6 hours. That was like my day off. It was only a 6-hour day on Sunday. And after 9 months of doing that, I mostly had it wrapped up, and then I, you know, had to finish off final edits and stuff and get it out. And then in 2008, I put another year into updating it. So that book, it's phone book size, and you can get it anywhere, Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And if your local bookstore, I always like giving the business to the local bookstore. So if they don't have it, they can order it, and it can be there in a couple of days. All the distributors carry it. So that's my big book. And we'll talk about the other one after your next break.
Okay, we'll be back in just a few minutes.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is John Reagan sitting in for Vincent today. If all goes according to plan, I'll be back with Vincent on Monday morning, and we'll see how many of his buttons I can push. So, Matt, you were getting ready to tell us about your other book.
Okay. Well, first, I'm just going to finish off a little on the other one. So when tech fails is kind of like, how do you live more self-reliantly today while the world's still working fairly well, when you can still go to Costco and you can still go down to Safeway and you can still put gasoline in the pumps? And then it covers everything from minor meltdowns to that day when the big machine grinds to a halt and nothing's working. And in that case, then it's how do you replicate the low-tech technologies of our ancestors? How do you, I'd much rather go back to the technologies of Thomas Jefferson and Abraham Lincoln days than fall back to, cavemen and eating bugs and worms and all of that. So a lot of it is teaching kind of old-fashioned technologies. And then other people came to me and said, well, this book is like way too big for my go bag. And they said, I'm just focused. I just want to know how to prepare. I'm worried about EMPs. I'm worried about solar storms. I'm worried about Fukushima. What if there's a dirty bomb? All of that stuff. So I wrote When Disaster Strikes, which is basically a prepping manual. It's a survival and a prepping guide all in one. So it's much more condensed than the giant manual When Technology Fails. It doesn't include like how to melt down your, make a backyard foundry and melt down your engine block, or how to spin and how to weave and how to make butter and do all those old fashioned things. It's just like, how do I get my prepping act together? And if this thing is coming down the pipeline, maybe there's been a solar storm, an intense solar storm, and the grid is going to be down for, 9 months to 5 years, and multiple nuclear power plants are going to melt down because they're going to run out of fuel in that time, and there's going to be no way to cool those power plants, and I'm downwind from nuclear power plants. What do I do? So When Disaster Strikes is, how do you prepare, and then how do you plan for, and then how do you, and what are the survival strategies if one of these things happened? And it's got a built-in first aid guide. It's got a built-in alternative healing, brief manual, bigger one in When Technology Fails. It's got a built-in, primitive living and survival guide built into it. And that's in both, those items are in both books. But then very specific scenarios, like the EMP happened and nothing's working electronically. What can I expect? What's my strategy? It's like, if you use the book and you understand that EMP has happened or that solar storm has happened, then it lays out like, okay, this is what you can expect is going to happen, and this is what you have to do to survive this. And you're going to be way ahead of the average person because you're going to have a game plan and you're going to have knowledge, and other people will be running around like, I have no internet. I have no CNN. I don't have a weather channel. It's like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And when's it going to get better? And is it going to fixed? And it's been 2 weeks now, and there's no power, and there's no water, and there's no sewage, and I'm in a city of a million people, and where's a million people pee and poo when there's no sewage pumps happening and no water going on? And what are you going to drink? There's a million people defecating outside, and I got to drink those duck ponds now. I'm in trouble. So you and your, all these listeners here are going to be way ahead of the game plan because they're going to have skills and they're going to have materials and they're going to have knowledge and they're going to have game plans. And the average person is just going to be clueless.
Yeah, and I try to make the point that, one, you need to have skills in raising your own food before this happens. And two, you're going to want to have some supplies that you can rely on and until you get that food supply going. You can't just put seeds in the ground and get a crop in 6 weeks.
No.
You can't hatch an egg and have chickens that are big enough to eat or laying their own eggs in 6 weeks. But if that grid goes down, that supply chain stops. There's no food. And that's going to lead to mass starvation.
That's right. You have 3 days, and then if you can't protect yourself, then somebody's going to come and take what you got away from you. So it's not a fun scenario. But and a lot of people, sort of the lone wolf, heavily armed lone wolf guy, or there's safety in numbers. So I'm not saying not to be armed. I'm just saying that it's like when you've got numbers of people, you can watch each other's back. No one can be awake 24/7. So your strength really is in numbers, because you can pool together to protect yourself. You can pool together to watch each other's back. You can pool resources together and skills. You know, no one person can know and do it all. So developing your network of people so that you've got a group, a community. You know, the safety is in communities. Think medieval times. You know, in medieval times, they had their castles, and they'd come in, and you had a walled town, and that protected you from what was outside. And it's not, you're not going to be able to replicate that, but you can replicate that sense of community and that sense of protection and shared materials and shared skills, shared knowledge. And also, what I like to do, too, is I like to share a story from World War II. That really illustrates a lot. A couple of different stories that really kind of illustrates what's important in a situation like this. So I had, my wife was Dutch-Indonesian. Her mom was from Indonesia, and she met her husband, my wife's dad, in Indonesia during the Indonesian Revolution. He was a Dutch soldier who'd been sent by the Queen. So anyway, they had really close friends in the Bay Area where she mostly grew up after she immigrated there as a little girl, and they were Dutch-Indonesian immigrants. And this one couple, Dee, was so joyful, and she'd come to America, and they had lived in, you know, hill country in Indonesia, and they had a little farm during World War II when the Japanese occupied. And they came to this country with a small bag of jewels and gold, and they bought a house, and they got established in this country. And you could say, well, how does a poor farmer from Indonesia come by this bag of jewels? Well, during World War II, in the occupation, people were starving. There was no food unless you were tied into the government, you know, had ration coupons. People were starving. So each one of those jewels was pried out of a necklace or a ring, and they were traded for a sack of rice or a bag of vegetables or yams. And so think about it, like, if you've, right now, I mean, sure, gold, jewels, silver, if you got the money, you can store them, great. A lot of us don't have that kind of money. If you think of skills and talents and simple supplies, that one sack of rice that you can buy for a few bucks at Costco today was worth a jewel, a diamond, or an emerald when people are hungry. So planning ahead, you know, is really important. The value, suddenly, you know, the value of hard stuff that you can survive with becomes tremendous in times of trouble. And another story I like to share is that, you know, people tend to think, you know, often when I give talks, I have people raise their hands and I say, you know, how many of you had a really good day hunting on the last day of hunting season? And so far, I've asked that question to several thousand people, and I think I've had like three people raise their hands. You know, one couple of women who got elks on the last day and a guy. But out of, you know, several thousand people, like three people raised their hands. So think about a collapse scenario, and it's a heavily armed country, and a lot of us are counting on, you know, our guns and our fishing and hunting skills to carry us through in times of trouble. But the last day of hunting season, you know, in a collapse, it's going to be like 100 times worse than the last day of hunting season. When the Soviet Union collapsed in like 1993, when Gorbachev said, hey, it's all over, we're shutting down, the pipeline to North Korea just dried up like that. Boom. There was no parts. There was no food coming in from Russia anymore. There was no oil coming in. And if you weren't part of the government in North Korea, you were SOL, you were out of luck. And that meant that whether you survived or not depended on your skills for scavenging. All the squirrels were eaten up. All the bunny rabbits were gone. All the rats were gone. The mice were gone. You know, everything. Bark was stripped off of trees. Grass is pulled up to eat the roots. I mean, if you weren't good at foraging, you didn't make it through the winter. You died. You starved. And so it's really important, you know, to develop those skills too, because you may have to, you know, everyone wants to shelter in place, and that's I do, you do. It's the natural thing. You want to stay in your home. You want to stay where you're comfortable. But if the truth of the matter is that there's a, you know, an EMP and there's nuclear power plants melting down upstream and you got to move, you got to get out of there or you're going to die of radiation and a sick, horrible death, you know, you're going to do it. And so your ability, when things are tough, your ability to go out into the countryside and forage may mean the difference between pulling through okay and not making it. And so One of the other things I've told, another story I share that ties in with this foraging, is I was on the radio show quite a while back, and one of the guys who was on there with me has a school that teaches primitive living skills in Arizona. It might have been Cody Lundin, but in those days I didn't know who Cody Lundin was. It was before he was famous, so you know, probably was him, but I can't guarantee that it was. And we were sharing stories, and he shared that when he teaches these primitive living and survival skills in his workshop in Arizona, that after they teach the skills for a week or so, then they split into groups, and they go out in the wilderness. And the rules are no guns, no knives, no fish hooks. You know, you got to do everything the old-fashioned Native American way, you know, right from scratch. And he says typically they split in the men into two groups, and the men go out and they focus on the manly thing. They focus on the hunting and the fishing. And the women go and they focus on the foraging, edible fruits, nuts, berries, tubers, things like that. Well, he says almost invariably come day three, the women take pity on the starving men, and they share the stuff that they have foraged for. They've foraged and found a bounty with what they've been taught. And it turns out that, you know, when you don't have your guns or you don't have your fish hooks, that hunting the old-fashioned way is pretty tough. It takes some real skill. And also, when everybody's out there hunting, it's like the game is scarce. The game that didn't get shot the first few days, they make themselves pretty invisible, and they're hard to get.
Yeah, and there's only one deer for every 10 people. That's not enough to last long.
Well, they're going to be gone pretty quick. They're going to be shot. You know, the easy ones would be gone in a hurry.
This is John Reagan with Matt Stein. We'll be back after this break.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
Where today is hot?
Why you got your
take? When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
This is John Reagan sitting in for Vincent with Matt Stein. And I'd like to play the Mission Impossible theme if I could, but your mission, Matt, should you decide to accept, tell us about EMPs and CMEs in the few minutes that we have left.
Okay. Well, an EMP is electromagnetic pulse, and that's typically attributed to when some country wants to really stick it to the United States. What they do, if they get their hands on a nuclear device and a missile to deliver it to high altitude, what they do is they blow it off somewhere, you know, 5 to 150, 200 miles above the planet over the United States, and that would give off a pulse that would cripple most digital electronics within the zone. And so basically, there's a lot of misconception. People kind of think, like, everything is going to fail instantly. It's like, no, it's not. You know, your iPhone, it's probably going to work. A lot of your little radios and things that aren't plugged in, they're probably going to work. It's going to just fry all the important stuff that makes our world go around, like all of the digital electronics that controls our factories, our refineries, our nuclear power plants, our internet, our phone system, our water treatment plants. That stuff's going to fail. Basically, anything that's networked digital electronics, all those remote sensors and control and data acquisition systems that keeps all of our complicated stuff running, that's going to fail 100%. So what does that mean? That means instantaneous, like 15 minutes later, nuclear power plants melting down within the affected zone. Now, what's the chance of this happening? Oh, probably about 50-50. And that some, you know, ISIS or Pakistan, you know, I mean, Pakistan is, to me, the biggest worry and concern, because they've got 125 nuclear devices, roughly, They've got the missiles to deliver them. They've got the technology, and they're infiltrated in the government and military by fundamentalist Islamic fanatics, pretty much to the highest levels of government and military. So the chances that someday somebody is going to manage to get one of those devices and get it thrown over the United States is pretty decent. Now, what's a solar storm? A solar storm is every now and then the sun kind of burps. This big mass of hot plasma blows out of the sun and goes off to space like really fast, like 100 times faster than our rockets fly. And now and then they come to the planet and you read in the newspaper that there, and you see cool pictures of northern lights like really lit up over, you know, Canada and Alaska, or maybe as far south as Detroit or Vermont or Washington State. Now, in every now and then, like once every 7,500 years, we get a really massive one of these storms that hits the planet directly. The last one happened in 1921, the Great Geomagnetic Storm. And in that storm, the sky got lit up, brilliant, blood red, orange, gold streaks. I mean, just phenomenal for hours. And it was days it was lit up that way, for 2 days. And it was lit up from the North Pole all the way to Hawaii and Puerto Rico, from the South Pole all the way to American Samoa. So the entire planet was lit up at night except for a narrow sliver around the equator. And in 1859, just 60 years before that, we had the Carrington event, and it was lit up for an entire week. The whole planet was lit up. Now, what happened then? Well, it burned down some telegraph towers, and people woke up in the middle of the night thinking it was morning, and you know, there was an incredible light show, and Penn, this station, not in Penn Central, but a railroad station burned down outside of New York City because of induced currents. Not a big deal. But in those days, there was no grid. If that were to happen today, it would electrify the grid in such a way that it would blow these massive transformers out all over the country, all over the world, except for the deep tropical zones. And what does that mean? Well, in 2003 or 2006, there was a storm, and it blew out 14 in South Africa. The country had rolling blackouts for a year. We're talking blowing out 300 in the United States, 2,000 in the world, 20 years manufacturing capacity, grid down, nothing working, decades perhaps. The world would never be the same.
Well, Matt, we're out of time. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. I hope I didn't ruin your day. And here's my motto is, do your best to change the world and do your best to be ready for the changes in the world, because they are coming. And goodbye, and God bless, and have a great day.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All loans subject to OnDeck score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.